No name tags. I did request an email with all the pictures of all the new players. Seriously, I did. So that helps. Well, it's important every year, but like you said, with all the changes that are going on, and you just really have to get comfortable with one another. I mean, you know, eat together just to get to know each other, because like I said, this is the most change that we've encountered around here. So have to get to know each other quickly, because really the time that we have is you know, a month less than we usually have.
What do you think of all the changes?
I think everyone's excited, you know, about, you know, putting last season behind us, and it's not easy to see certain guys go, guys that you've, you know, put a lot of time with and have had some memories with, but that's the nature of the game, and that's what was necessary. You know, Jerry and everyone else puts a team out there that they think is going to win, and, you know, that being this year, there's a lot of changes, so we just have to... like I said, just try to get to know each other and to build on that, and then, you know, get out here, I guess, in 2 weeks and just start going through with the new offense.
Chris, are you guys doing anything different given all these changes? Are you studying more? Are you forming groups or doing anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, you know, we've met the past 2 days and we'll continue to do so. I mean, it's different for me because I have to learn the offense. You know, before it was, you know, the same offense I had for 10 years, so I kind of knew it inside out, and I was able to help everyone else who came in and were trying to learn it. But now I'm trying to get a handle on this just like everyone else. So, like I said, that's why it's so important to have all of us in here together, and then when we get out into the field to make sure everyone's here.
What can you tell us about the new offense?
It's different. It's different, but, you know, I mean, you know exactly where Coach McAdoo came from, so, I mean, you can build off it from there, but it's different, you know, everything from the terminology to you know, to the run concepts, and you know, we haven't even gotten to the pass game yet, so I think everyone's just trying to wrap their head around what they were taught the past 2 days.
Chris, what are you able to do, and I guess what are you expecting for yourself these next couple of weeks, health-wise?
I'm doing everything. I ran with the team this morning, and I lifted with everyone, so I'm back at it 100%.
Is that the plan going forward, too? You know, go 100% the whole way, or
yeah. I haven't been told any different. So I think the thing is to go 100% and you know, see how I feel at the end of June.
Chris, how optimistic are you that when the season starts, you can be back in the spot that you've been in every year?
I'm very optimistic and positive, and I guess I did all the research throughout the off season. I spoke to the doctors, and you know, and then really have been putting myself through tough workouts the past 2 months to see how my body would handle it. And, you know, I've continued to climb in every aspect of my strength, so I'm very encouraged by what's been going on.
Are you in a better position yourself today than you were a year ago?
Yeah, you know, last year I was still recovering from the hip, and in return, was my other hip was starting to act up on me from all the intense rehab I was doing for my left hip, so never really got to a position where I felt comfortable, and that's why I'm excited to get out here and to see how I feel when I do the position drills.
When you were in the middle of that last year, did you even think you were coming back next year? Or at that point, did you think that might be it?
You know, I was trying not to think about it, but sure, it creeps into your mind. It creeps into your mind as to whether, you know, how your body's going to respond to another surgery, and then let alone two. You know, I really, really just focused on just getting healthy, and that's... You know, that's what I did for the most part. Sure, there were probably nights where I was sitting up thinking about what's the next step, but after the initial surgery and everything went well, then I just focused on, you know, just trying to get healthy and then, you know, making a decision from there.